What up, people of the world, of all ages? It's still me, KD Otaru, and you're welcome to the Artmosphere brought to you by the Pond Collective. And you know how we do, we're all about creative, we're all about youth, we're all about life, we're all about vision, and we're all about the universe. And you know, I'm not always here alone, I'm always here with somebody special. And this particular guest I'm having today, let me just start, not just gassing him up, but let me just start by saying he is one of these guys that you don't just have a normal conversation with him. You learn something from him. Hit your Wikipedia, Google, and whatnot. You will know this person. He's not just an artist. He's also an architect. Quite interesting, right? So, yeah, I'm talking about no other person than, I call him the great, but let's just go with Mr. Oscar Okonu.
Yeah.
What's good, bro?
Yeah, good evening, Kitty. It's so fun to be here. I think this is the second time we'll be recording, right?
Yeah, more like just catching up.
Exactly.
So more like just catching up and all that.
It's beautiful being here again.
How was the traffic? You know, the traffic situation in Lagos. Living in Lagos is kind of hard to start with.
Especially the new road construction going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of delayed me. But I think I came here in time. Yeah. we had to take this.
Yeah, we chilled. We saw a movie. We got to be honest. We saw a movie.
Sure.
So for the people who don't have time to hit up the internet to search who Oscar Okonu is, just give us a brief intro. Tell us as you be now.
I am a visual artist, right? I live here and I work here in Lagos. And my base medium is the ballpen. So most people that come in contact with my work, so they always have this feeling of blue, so it's always the blue ball pen, and you know, so that's basically what I do. And yeah, and then I'm also an architect, so that's,
you know, you know, it's quite interesting. At first, when I heard you're an architect, I was like, okay, I know people are architects and they're always busy. So like, how do you try to balance that with your career as an artist?
Think I figured that while I was in school, because I was also actively creating art in school. So it's always 50-50 for me, right? Yeah. So I always have a time. I always have the time to do my schoolworks and the time to do artworks, right? So that was when I, you know, found a way. But for now, I can't say I give architecture so much of my time for now. So now it's just mostly about my art, and then most time I also do designs.
You know? Designs.
Okay.
I mean, it's interesting. Okay, sometimes I try to see from the perspective of somebody who is not art inclined, and you know, your medium, the ball pen or biro, like we call it. The medium is quite interesting because it's difficult. I gotta be honest. I'm an artist, and I'm just saying this, and it's difficult because, you know, it's almost like there are no errors.
Yeah,
it needs to be perfect from start to finish. But I mean, you're the artist, so tell us.
That's like,
how do you just go about? How do you manage?
So that's how people feel, you know, when they think about the ball pen. So they feel like it's this medium that is very unforgiving, right?
Very.
Yeah. So whenever you you know, make this error, there's no going back. But it's not like that. Do you understand? It's not like that. When you understand the ballpen, like, it's just the same way that you have this relationship with people, different people, different kinds of people.
Yeah.
So there are people who are difficult, but somebody finds a way
To be tame good them, friends, basically.
Good friends with them. So it's just you understanding the quality. So I started off with the ball pen in a very bad way, because I thought I was going to draw with the ball pen like I did with the pencils, right?
Yeah.
And I was still disappointed, right? So I was trying to force it to act like the ball, like the pencil.
The pencil,
but it never did, because that's not the nature. So the only time I had a grip on the ball pen was when I allowed it to be the ball pen, right?
Yeah,
I accepted the fact that I'm going to have these ink blobs, I'm going to have these you know, mistakes I'm not going to erase. And they all influence my.
So it's kind of like making peace with the medium.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
That's
why I agreed to the terms, and that's it. So it kind of helped me to have more grip on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really awesome if you think about it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's by the way. Mm-hmm. The reason you're here today, I've been having conversations with a lot of people, and this talk about space came into contact. No, space is ambiguous, it's versatile. Yeah, sure. You know, it could be, personally as an artist, when I think about space, I think about a state of mind I have to be in. You know, as a creative, you have to be in some level of state of mind. You have to be in this, should I say zen mode? It's more like, I don't necessarily mean there has to be some harp playing in the background. Mm. And I'm like, no, I have to be that. So yeah, I'm like, I have to be in this space, this zone. There might be people around, but I'm alone, but not alone.
Yeah.
And that's like my creative mode or something, at least. But I mean, what's your take on it? What's your take on the whole idea of space?
Yeah, so the thing is, are you seeing space as something you carry or in the place you go?
I would see it as a destination. I think it's more like a destination.
Something you carry.
Exactly.
Yeah, so most of the time, people see space like something they carry, right? Yeah. So like zone. See, like, I'm in my zone, right? So the see space. So then in some other way, you can also see space as a destination. So when your the space that you carry aligns with the space that you are in, so that's imagine that's when you say somebody comes into a space and they light up the space.
Right? Yeah.
Then you can also describe a space as being a negative space. This place is, there's a lot of negativity in here, right?
Yeah.
So thinking about that, you now find out that space is not just like that emptiness. Because we most of the time when we think about space, we think space is an emptiness. That is talking about the physical space.
Yeah, the physical space.
Yeah. But most of the time, space is something that can embody other stuff, whether tangible or not tangible, right? So it can embody stuff like your furniture. That's tangible space.
That's tangible space.
But then the space can also embody stuff like a positive energy. It can embody energy.
True. Yeah.
So in this case, I think it's more of that, the space that embodies energy, the ones that lights you up, the one that makes you more creative, the one that makes you feel like sparks your emotions, right? So talking about our space, to me, I feel it's something that needs to be very personal, right?
Personal,
and something that should be dictated by you, right? So my space, not myspace.com.
We're not taking shots.
But it's always about my space, right?
Of course.
Most of the time, if you imagine if you have the space that you call yours and you're always allowing others to influence.
Yeah, I was getting there. I was
to
getting
influence
there.
That space, right? So it's not really your space. So most of the time when people talk about space, it's more about the one that they can control.
But let me cut it short here. But you said about putting people in your space.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there a possibility that the presence of these people coming into your space could be positive and it could influence your work as an artist?
Mm-hmm.
Is there that possibility, or it's more like one in a million chances or something?
Yes, there is. So most of the time, you see, art is very personal, right?
Yeah,
as an artist, it's very personal. So it's something that a lot of things have to come together allow that creativity to flow, right? So most of that is not just coming from you. A lot of it is coming from your environment, which is made up of other people, right?
Basically.
Most of the time, these people can really be the ritual that you need to perform to get to a flow state, right? So you see most people that they have to have their daughter in the studio, right? To kick in that flow state. Kind of a ritual.
I used to have my cat.
Your cat, okay,
I used to
something
have a
like
cat
that.
Around.
Something
so,
like
yeah,
that, yeah. So most people like, you really need to interact with another individual, right?
Yeah.
To get their comfort zone, right?
To get themselves in
a place where, you know, they can really get in that flow to create. Because all of these boils down to optimizing your creativity, right?
Yeah,
so you're always finding ways to optimize your creativity, to optimize your productivity,
yeah.
and well, You need positive, a lot of positivity for that.
Yeah, I will say I relate to that in some levels because, okay, for my kind of work, I get inspired by people. I'm not talking about just seeing things. I'm talking about just having a conversation and something would just spark in my head. Oh, yes, I want to work on something like this. That's why I tell people I don't get inspired by silence. I like noise. So when I'm in a noisy place, that's where I get most of my inspiration to create something because a little sentence here, a little word here, a little laugh here, a little sadness here, or a little whatever,
They can
I get something, it
inspire.
just kicks
They
something,
can
you understand?
inspire.
So like I kind of bring that, I kind of like get into the zone while in that moment, and it's more like, yes, I am here with you, but I am not here with you. It's like my mind has been divided. So I have my artist mind is active, my social mind is active, and my awareness is still present. So it's like, yeah, I can party with you guys, I can socialize with you guys, but I'm creating in my head at the same time. So I think it's relatable and subjective in different ways, and it's quite beautiful. Okay, now let me just push this further. Talking about this whole bringing people in your space. Okay, let me just ask, are you religious?
Yes, I am. I
Okay,
am.
so
I
yeah,
am.
you are a Christian or something.
Yes,
So
yes.
does any of this whole, I know you mentioned about positive energy. So like, do you actually have this whole thing that brings in your religion into your artistic space when you are in that mode as an artist and you just like, okay, I feel this energy is positive, let me create. But the possibility of, oh, I had this idea, why is it not coming out well? Maybe the positive energy I felt wasn't actually it. Maybe I'm just not figuring this out. So like, how do you work around that stuff? Like, oh yeah, I had this idea, it looked good in my head, why wasn't it coming out? Well, would you say that zone or that space you were in wasn't actually it, or you did not take your time to assess it properly before you go into the studio to work? How do you
Okay,
like manage your way around it?
okay. So, I don't think I have ever been inspired directly from my Christian beliefs, right?
Okay.
In my work. But what I know has happened is I've seen the way that religion affects people, right? And the way it affects their identity,
Yeah, pretty
especially,
much.
sure. And the way that it makes them, it's kind of interferes in their relationship with others,
The other
right?
people, yeah.
So as an artist, there's the nuances that the nu these nuances that you're looking at. So I don't think Christianity has directly influenced my work, but then I see human beings as social beings, right? No matter, like, I mean, this is what we want. The same way
Basically,
that
yeah.
you want. The same way that you put this, you put you put murderers, you put people that have committed the worst
The worst
crimes
crimes and all
in
that.
the same way you put them in this prison. And then in that prison, someone commits another crime. What do you do to them? You put them in a solitary, do you understand? And then when people are punished by when you put them away from the prison, right? What is this thing about them that want to go back to being with rapists and murderers? And do you ask yourself that? Because you see these guys always want to go back to relate. I think that's what
I
human beings
think
always want.
yeah.
Because and then the way that we cross contaminate each other, our spaces
Basically.
con yeah our spaces cross con contaminate each other, and it's not something that you can always avoid, right? So you see people who always say that. The want to be alone, the love to be alone, right? So most of them, are they being alone because it's where they want to go, or are they being alone, or it's kind of a place they are vacationing? Do you understand? Is it a
Exactly.
place that you're vacationing to, or is it a place that you want to be?
Did you want
There is a
to
place you live, and then there's a place you vacation
be?
in, right? So I don't
Exactly.
think anybody wants to be in that position where they say, I want to be alone as the place I live. So most of the time, most people use loneliness as a place to vacation to, right? Not as a place they want to live. Where they live is in the
more
social.
Like an alternate reality, world. Sort of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They always live in the social, you know, space.
Yeah.
But the vacation to loneliness.
Exactly.
So to me, that's what it is, right? Because you hear this people cross contaminate each other's spaces, and that's why all these great ideas that we have are there, right? Because I want you to think about this. The human mind, which is the whole place that we have all this space and you know, going on.
Basically.
The human mind itself morphs every day. Like when you communicate with people, you're adding and removing stuff from your mind. So
it's like learning and unlearning.
Exactly. And
basically.
That influences your personal space. Right. So there's no time when you say the personal space is a place that I carved out just for myself, and I'm only influenced, you know, by me, and however I want to feel is just going to be dictated by me. No, I don't think there is a place.
So
like
you're saying there has to, that influence is inevitable. Like it has to just be there for you to actually get things in motion.
This
is an artist perspective, right? Let people understand what we're trying to say here. Okay, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And so let's say you're in your studio, or do you like have a personal ritual or something?
Mm-hmm.
Still talking about space. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to the aspect of personal ritual.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have what you do? For me, what I do is I choose something. Mm-hmm. I make sure I just have something chill. It might be a snack, it might be whatever.
Yeah.
But what ritual do you have or something?
Music kicks in.
So there has to be music going on or something.
Music puts me in that flow state every time, right?
Yeah.
So I have this set of songs I have to play, you know, to keep the flow, right?
You probably send me your playlist. I like to listen to what you listen to.
it's just about house music. It has this upbeat, you know, that keeps, I don't know, whatever it is, flowing, right?
So it keeps
that's what helps me to keep drawing.
Have you ever tried like working without your ritual, like just be in the studio and let's say you forgot, like working without your ritual? Have you tried that before?
Whenever it happens, it's not me trying, it happens and then I just allow it to flow. There are times.
So there are necessarily no difference.
You just
know something is missing.
Because this is it. The thing about getting into the flow state is whenever you're in the flow state and you remember, or it occurs to you that you're in a flow, you get kicked out. so the idea is, imagine if you don't perform your usual rituals and you just get in the studio and it kicks in, because it happens, right? So it just kicks in and you see yourself in the flow. You just work 2 hours, 3 hours, you know, and you just realize, oh, damn, I'm not playing music and I'm going this far. You'll be kicked out. so that's exactly how it works for me.
So one last question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like ever get this whole feeling? I don't know. I get it. That's why I'm asking this question. Like, I guess feeling of when you're working, it's like timelessness.
Yeah.
It's like you're not paying attention to time. You just in the flow, in that mood, in that zone, and you work. Does it like really occur to you?
Yes, that's the first.
Like you don't know before you know you've been working for like
8 hours,
8-10 hours, and
it
you're
happens.
Like, oh my god,
it happens.
It just looks like I just did like 2 hours or something.
It happens. It happens. I think time stops at that moment. And
I think that's like my favorite part about making art. You know, time just stops.
You don't even know what's happening.
You're in that mood. It's like you're in a different reality,
past
reality and stuff, and in the real world, the real world, according to the perception of many, time is going, but in your world as an artist, time is just,
you know, it stops.
So there's a question I like asking people in this segment. How do you unwind? Let's say you're not in the studio, you're not even doing your work as an artist, as an architect. How do you unwind? What you do? What people might want to know what the great Oscar O'Connor does.
Okay. I think what happens is I used to read a lot, right? But then, until I started using more of you know, ebooks, so I can work and then I just
listen to audiobooks and stuff.
Audiobooks. So most of the time, audiobooks. So that most of the time that works for me. That I used to be the guy that always wanted to just, you know, get in a space and just read stuff up. And so most of the time I'm getting most of that information with audiobooks. So I don't do that anymore so much, right? But then now I think I just like to go out, you know, get in conversation with people. Yeah, and then if I'm in the house, I just play FIFA.
We ball on FIFA once in a while. Yeah, that's not for you people to know. We are more like rivals.
You know that.
Yeah, but no worry, I want to know.
No, that's very wrong. Oh god, I think we should have is this a video podcast? We can have a
behind the scene.
One day.
That's really
for
beautiful.
Me, like that's it. I'm the guy that I always want to have conversations with people, and because the thing is, when you online, the thing is talking about living the creative space. I don't think that really happens for an artist completely, in the way that people understand it. Because let's say you're living a workspace, right? And you're doing this 9 to 5. You always feel like every time it's 4 o'clock, every time it's 5 o'clock, you're leaving the workspace. Yeah. For an artist, it's not the same.
It's never. I quite agree.
The studio
it's never
as an
the
artist,
same.
The what you're going to see, the guy that's crossing the road, you know, at the BRT, you're looking at him and you're seeing some things that you want to.
And I feel it also reflects in the way your persona, and there are people who like. There are people, I don't know what the word is, but there's the way they see you. They already know, the kind of energy you give out. Mm-hmm. When I go out sometimes, I don't need to tell people I'm an artist. They're like, you look like an artist. Not a singing type. You look like you paint.
I know.
And then you kind of like, oh, do I give off that vibe or something? And
because
I think that's awesome,
though. There's a piece of you that followed you out of the studio. Obviously. And that's what they're seeing, right? So the artist leaves the studio. Still the artist.
I think that's still space. Yeah. That's still space. You got that artistic space with you.
The artwork might not leave the studio with you.
But you the artist.
But the artwork is also in the streets.
Exactly.
The artwork is also in the street. Like art is life and it's happening. It's happening right now. It's happening.
That's like really.
So you're working
really
as an artist.
Thing.
You're always interacting with art. Regardless.
Exactly. So before we leave,
so
any last
that's
words?
So, that's so much for unwinding. You never do that.
So before we leave, any last words? Last words for people listening to this, for younger artists who actually look up to you. Because I gotta be honest, I look up Instagram, I see some other artists who are into the whole ballpen medium and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you have any words to encourage the younger people who've not really been there in that light? Do you have any young, because this podcast is all about encouraging the young ones and the artists who are trying to find a way to get in the scene and all of that, and we both luckily we are in the scene and we know we have a few experiences and stuff. So any last words to give whoever's listening?
The thing is always about creativity, hard work, being creative is one thing, then doing something about that is another thing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just what I'll say is putting the time in your creativity, putting the time in your skill, putting your 10,000 hours and you see yourself. Putting your 10,000 hours, acquire the skill, and you can try to abandon all of that. And when you do abandon all of that skill, right, it leaves something in you regardless, right?
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's word. Right. So thanks for coming through. I mean, this has been wonderful. It's always our conversations are always wonderful.
I appreciate every time.
Our conversations are always wonderful, and I'm kind of glad we did this episode, and it's really beautiful. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, and people of the world. I gotta be specific. I don't want to offend anybody right now. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I did it again, but you know where it is. So. Till next time, you know how this is, the Artmosphere brought to you by the Pond Collective, and I'm always your host, KD Otaru, and next time I'm going to have somebody special again. I keep it real with you guys, man. It's all about art, creativity, the universe, and you as the artist. Just know, art is everywhere and everybody is an artist. So from us here to you over there, it's a wrap. Bye for now. Peace.